Ready, Bob? Go.
Hear me. All right, now I can hear me. James was caught by Herod. Herod captured Peter. They were sharing Herod's outbreak of attacks upon believers. James would have to face the sword and Peter would escape it. They were not afraid of dying. They both knew that they could take it. Thomas preached in Babylon and India, they claim, when the local folks impaled him with a lance while he was praying. They were all about to die, but they weren't thinking much about it, and their story didn't have a chance, but none of them would doubt it. Why, oh, why would someone die if it was just a hoax? Why then take the awful risk to tell us Jesus rose? Simple man from Galilee would not have spoken lies to get enrolled in history books as martyrs for Jesus Christ. With Jude from arrows, spears, or crosses. Someone gave Bartholomew a skin removal process. Some of them were stoned alive like James the son of Alphaeus, and their stories are the evidence that none of them are doubters. Why, oh, why would someone die if it was just a hoax? Why then take the awful risk to tell us Jesus rose? Simple men like you and me would not have spoken lies to get well known in all the books as martyrs for Jesus Christ. For calling him Messiah. Philip died and Andrew did, and possibly Matthias. Peter's was a most unpleasant death for being Christian. They would turn him upside down and then go through with crucifixion. Paul was beheaded, probably Matthew did the same. Then they threw off of the temple top the other guy named James. They were all about to die, but they weren't thinking much about it. It's a gory bunch of evidence that none of them were doubters. Why, oh, why would someone die if it was just a hoax? Why then take the awful risk to tell us Jesus rose? Simple men like you and me would not have spoken lies to get their names in history books as martyrs for Jesus Christ.